Hey, let's find out what has happened at Roland Garros. Craig Gabriel is on the line. He's looking very sharp in a Lacoste outfit too. And there's been a bit happening overnight. Good morning to you, Craig Gabriel.
Hello, Harvey. How are you?
I am very, very well indeed. Thank you. We've had some drama.
Which one are you specifically meaning?
Well, which one's your highlight? Let's go to that. God, I don't want to ruin your stories.
Look, it was probably the best women's match of the year so far. If not the best, then definitely one of the two best.
You're talking about Mushova and Sabalenka.
Exactly right. Karolina Mukhova, the way she came back in this match was truly remarkable. And Sabalenka had the yips on occasion. And I actually thought something was going to happen in this match because Mukhova was playing very solidly and pressuring Sabalenka. The score was 7-6, 6-7, 7-5. And when you get into those sort of situations with Sabalenka, you feel the nerves are going to start playing a bigger role. She was up 5-2 in the final set and had match point and ended up losing.
How does that happen? She's had a big couple of weeks, Craig. There's been a lot happening for her off the court as well as on the court. Do you think, and who knows what if she talked about this post-game or not, but do you think that was a factor in her mental fatigue in that pressure moment?
I don't believe she really made that much of a mention of it. She was just pretty disappointed with being in that sort of a position. You need one more point. I know it's easier said than done. But at that level, she's number two in the world. You try and find a way.
Yeah.
But you got to give Karolina Mukhova absolutely huge raps. She has been through hell with injuries, almost like a Thanasi Kokkinakis. And her ranking has dived and gone up and dived and gone up, come up again when she's played a bit better. And this was really sweet for her because she was not seeded here. She's the fourth lowest ranked woman to reach the semis at that stage. And she's going to be knocking on the door of the top 10 now.
It's a fantastic. What's her best finish in a Grand Slam before this?
Semi-finals of the Australian Open 2021.
Right. Okay, so it's a big performance against the number two seeded player, number three ranked player in the world to come back from that last set and get into a final where she'll take on the number one seed, the number one player in the world, who had to work in the second set in her semi, Craig.
Yeah, look, she had to work throughout the match because even though the first set was 6-2, there's some very close situations in that first set, and then she had to save a set point in the second set. Ended up winning 6-2, 7-6. But you could see the aggression in Sri Lanka. Sriontek's game. I mean, you know, she was really getting quite pumped and aggressive with her emotions as well. So it was an impressive performance, and also the fact that Beatrice Haddad-Mayer had beaten her on their one previous match, which was it was Toronto in August last year.
Oh, it's going to be a great final. If what we saw in the final set from the other semi, Mushova and Sabalenka, was anything to go by, we should have a great final for the women's side of things. The men's side of things, semi-final day today, Craig, Alcaraz and Djokovic, 1v3, and then Vrud takes on Zverev, 4v22. So three of the top four seeds in the semis. That's good business.
I think the last time we had three of the four was 2019. And they had the top four seeds in the semifinals that year. This is good stuff. And even though Alexander Zverev is not seeded among the top four, he has been up there.
Yeah,
he was
a
semifinalist last year. So it's not some Joe Schmo from Provo that's making up the fourth name. Carlos and Nole, or Kalitos and Nole, Just get the popcorn, get a bottle of champagne, get comfortable, you're in for a treat. I have no doubt about it.
It's going to be a great semi. No, yeah, I'm with you. I'll be sitting in front of that. It's going to be a great weekend for sport, but I'll certainly be making some time for that one. Craig, get yourself some rest. Build up to a big finals weekend there at Roland Garros. Look forward to catching up with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.